Well, with the new priest assignment, many pastors and priests are moving to new parishes. That is the same for Father Matt Libra. Today, we hear his homily highlight his last one as pastor of St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church in Portland.
Today, on this feast of Corpus Christi, we see that Jesus takes what is clearly not enough, and he makes it super abundant. Jesus takes what they have, 5 loaves and 2 fish, the most ordinary of things that you could have offered to God, and he makes it extraordinary. And this teaches us 2 things about what Jesus wants for us as we celebrate today the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever felt like you're not enough? Have you ever had somebody come up by you, don't worry, you're enough. But on the inside, you're like, you're full of bubble gum. And that's because we're not. But with him, we are. And there's, we heard in the first reading from about Melchizedek, where he takes bread and wine and offers it to God Most High. Where Paul talks about in the second reading, Jesus took the bread, blessed, broke, and gave. Have we heard took, blessed, broken, gave before? I mean, we're all Catholics, so we heard it in the gospel. You're right. And taking the bread, taking that ordinary stuff that they gave him, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it. But is there another place where we hear that? It's okay to know this. In fact, I actually want you to know it. Yeah, the Last Supper and at every Mass. We remember, and Paul says, and I handed this on as of first importance, that Jesus takes our ordinary stuff, blesses, breaks it, and gives it, because he wants you to know that he loves you, and that he's with you to the end of the age. Do you remember when, after Jesus had died, and they were all just like, shucks. And they didn't quite know what to do with themselves. And there was these 2 guys, and they were walking to this small town of Emmaus from Jerusalem, and they just kind of didn't know what to think. Do you remember how they recognized Jesus was actually still with them? The breaking of the bread. God takes our ordinary, and he makes it extraordinary. He can take our not enough and make it super abundant, and particularly in the gift of his body and blood, where we offer him the pitifulness of bread, he makes it his real presence to be with us always, even to the end of the age. This is my last Sunday Mass with you, and 12 years ago, when I showed up, you were like, who is this guy? He is not like Father Peter at all. And now you're like, he's not like Bishop Peter at all. I was looking through my Mass intention books. I had 428 or 448 Masses that I had celebrated. On Tuesday, I celebrated my 6,000th. That's all been with you. When I was in 4th grade, we had to sing a song, I think, for our spring concert. And I think the name of the song is Somewhere Out There. And it says, even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be sleeping underneath the same bright star. And when the night wind sings its lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we might be sleeping underneath the same big sky. As Catholics, it's never a goodbye, right? Because the only reason that we know each other here is because of Jesus. That's the only reason that we are allowed to meet and to share life together. And in Him, we're never alone, we're never separated. Because as for Catholics, when we meet at this altar, we're connected with all the saints across all time and all space. We're connected with our loved ones who have died and gone to heaven. We're connected with all of those who across the world are suffering. Where there's wars, you know, wars have come and gone, and Jesus stays. Where there's been loss and sorrow, Jesus continues to show up day after day to say, I am with you and I love you. For us as Catholics, we meet again at the altar, not in some sort of like weird fake way that is all puffed up, but in a real way, we are in communion with one another and we see each other every time at the altar. And so remember that. I think after over 5,500 Masses with you, it will be very hard for me to not celebrate Mass and not think of you. I mean, I'm still having a hard time not saying Francis. I said Benedict for a while. He was still the Pope when I was a priest, but I've been saying Francis for 12 years, and now Leo. And the next priest that comes is going to be new, and then he's going to be wonderful. He'll be exactly what God wanted for you because we're all meeting Jesus. I had a friend a priest friend who came and visited me a few months ago, and we had a great conversation, spent half a day or so together, and he's a diocesan priest, and he's gonna go enter a religious order, and his religious order is a cloistered order. And so cloister means like basically behind the grill, right? And so we had a great, great conversation, and then we both gave each other our priestly blessings. And then he said, well, he gave me a hug and said, well, see you in heaven. And I was like, you jerk. And then as he drove away, I got to thinking, we might never see each other on this earth again. He's behind a cloister, and I don't even know where he is. So, and he's given up his phone, he's given up all his normal stuff. So it's very possible we might not see each other again, but we'll see each other in heaven. There's some of you that we won't see each other again on this earth. Some of us, as God wills, will cross paths and he'll bless us with that gift again. So I'll see you in heaven. Today is also the feast of St. Thomas More. And Thomas More, when he was arrested by the king and being sentenced to death, which in no way me going to my next assignment is not quite like that. But he said to his beloved daughter Margaret, you pray for me as I pray for thee. And we will all meet merrily in heaven. At the end of Mass today, we're just going to take a few minutes to have adoration of the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take that time to say thank you to God for the gift of you. I'm going to say thank you to God for the gift of getting to be here as he chose me for this time to reveal his fatherly love and care for you, as he asked me to bring forth his sacraments for his people. I'm going to thank him for that. It's a real big gift. And if you can thank him for these 12 years, if you can offer up a prayer, if we can say a prayer for one another, and then we'll all be blessed by Jesus himself so that we remember that we're always united in him. And to our students, all the young people here, I have been real blessed to get to see you, watch you grow, give you your first communions, hear your first confessions that, of course, I cannot remember. But remember this, two words, field trip. you need to convince your teachers to take a field trip to Mount Angel. It's just that easy, and then we'll get to see each other again. So you pray for me as I pray for thee, and we'll all meet merrily in heaven.
And that is today's homily highlight, very heartfelt, from Father Matt Libra, who is the pastor of St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church in Portland.